right now. Tuesday mornings, let's do it.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonna Spillboy's Head.
On the road, you can get pulled over, cited, fined, and thrown in jail if you follow the car in front of you too closely. I propose we do the exact same thing to people who feel the need to stand 3 centimeters from my face when having a conversation. That's right, I'm talking to you, close talkers. You know who you are. My big question is, why? Why do some people feel the need to introduce me to their uvula when having a conversation? That's the little thing in the back of your throat that looks like a punching bag, by the way. I'm not hard of hearing, and even if I were, why wouldn't you stand back a few feet and yell? It works for me when I'm talking to my grandma. She doesn't need me all up in her face counting the teeth that are still attached to her gums when I'm saying hello, any more than I need you all up in mine. Maybe it's a cultural thing. Is it a sign of respect or adoration somewhere in a land far, far away to accost a person with the hot breath inside your cheeks when talking about work or your recent vacation or latest ache and pain? Because here in America, it's kind of rude. Oh, and let's not forget the spittle factor. They say when you flush a toilet, it creates a phenomenon known as toilet plume. That's when the swirling water mixes with small particles of whatever was in that porcelain bowl, shooting aerosolized waste into the air. Guess what? When you're talking too closely to my face, your mouth is kind of like that toilet. Awesome! Rule of thumb, if I can count your fillings, you're too close.
And that's another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonna Spillboy's Head.
Isn't that true?
And it happened to me the other day, which is why I... And every time I backed up, the person talking
forward.
Just kept coming. Like, so there was no way out.
I don't understand the point. I don't know why people do that.
They have a bubble.
Like, we can hear you. We can hear you fine,
yes.
You know, standing a little further away.
I don't need to smell you.
Personal space. Personal space.
Yeah.